more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
And we are back. And before we continue with the talk, I would love to also play a song for everyone here. The song that I will be playing is named Wind Waker. Sorry. Yeah, here you go. The show name, the music name is Sirens from the Wind Waker artist on the album Hyperviolence. Here you go. sorry everyone, just looking for it. And I hope you enjoy the song. I think it comes along a little break in what we're seeing right here. And enjoy.
I'm thinking about girls on white horses with angelic voices. They're luring me in with their song. Oh, what could go wrong? Soft mist, red leaves, frost lingers on the breeze.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying Speak Up so far. Open Mic so far. My name is Iago. I'm here with Rene again. Just sharing a little bit of the weather right now. It's 10 degrees outside, mostly cloudy. We're seeing a beautiful day outside. And if you're looking ahead, what we to expect on Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud as well. Maximum of 10, minimum of 3. Pretty chill day. Really clear. I love this for us. So let's come back. I would like to invite Rene to share a little bit of news that he got, a piece of information in the middle here. So yes. I think it's pretty interesting.
So like right now when we were in the middle of the podcast, I think so, I tried to reach out to the Hindu Yuva execs in SFU about like what do they think about the issue, do they have a statement for this. So they gave me a statement which the Hindu Yuva team for Canada and US released. So Hindu Yuva is basically a student club which is made for the spread of Hinduism and Hindus in all the Canadian and American universities. It's not much popular in Canada right now, it's mostly popular in the USA, but yeah, it's trying to get better over here. So the statement says Hindu Yuva condemns the recent and alarming escalation of attacks of on Hindus in Canada by Khalistani extremists, culminating in a violent assault on a Hindu temple in Brampton, Ontario. This attack, along with an unacceptable instance of police brutality in Surrey, British Columbia, where officers used excessive force on a peaceful temple goers, including a teenager, underscores an alarming rise in Hindu phobia that cannot be ignored. That's the statement that the Hindu Yuva team had for the public.
Okay, thank you so much for the piece of information exclusively. Not exactly, but yeah. Definitely fresh on news. So I think that what we're trying to gather, just gathering everything that we're discussing here, these diplomatic relations, they severely affect both communities, both mm-hmm. Sikh and both communities. And when we look at the international immigration that is extensive mm-hmm. when it comes to Indians coming to Canada, it brings a fear. Because mm-hmm. going back a little bit on our personal history that we were sharing, mm-hmm. I think that the word you've used when you saw that sign was fear. Because of the threats, as you mentioned, the Canada has released an alert for all Indians of like possible threats. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, like, do you particularly see any issues on that for immigration itself? Because while we were talking, preparing for this, you also mentioned that there is such discussion. It doesn't exist in India. Or if it does, it's really small.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about that?
Okay. So when it comes to like the specific issue of the Khalistani extremists, I think so it's like I come from Mumbai, right? So all the metro cities in India and like people from both the religions actually don't care about this issue because they are not directly affected by this. And even with Punjab, like I think so the people who are actually with pro-Khalistani thoughts aren't really much. I think so it will be maximum, like according to my stats, it should be around 5% of the people who are actually living there. And when it comes to immigration in itself, I think so we all know about the new Canadian government policies which came out this year. So already because of that, the students coming from India has decreased significantly. And you know, with the rising tensions, I think so it's just it's just going to decrease even further for the next spring term and the coming fall 25. Even at SFU, I think so, I hosted a event which was the Frosh event for the data science and statistics students. I don't think so I saw anyone who was specifically from India or for that sake, anyone from Asia at my event. I don't know why. I think so it's because of the new policy. And I don't know, maybe people aren't picking data science as their major. But yeah, the immigrations, when it comes to specifically from India, I know for a fact that it has decreased. And yeah, even at our university and at other universities in BC as well, mostly in universities in BC and Ontario, I think so it has decreased by a significant amount.
Yeah. And also that comes to the discussions within the university itself, going a little bit beyond what we are talking about right now, which is this decrease in international students that come along with the policy, that come with the rising of international tensions everywhere. It's it affects directly how tuition is planned for SFU and for all other Canadian universities. Mm-hmm. Because as far as I am concerned, most of the income investments for specifically research and infrastructure for universities, they do come from international students.
Yes.
So expansion programs are delayed, and that comes in a way with, again, rise in tensions, less development in science. That's a scary time to look ahead and think it's time for me to get out of home and immigrate to another country.
I think so. Like when it comes to like SFU, right? Like we know like how the infrastructure development has been going on. Like and SFU is kind of already in a debt, and the tuition fee that an international student pays is basically four times. Iago, tell me if I'm correct. Four times or three times?
Maybe even more, because it's around 4 to 15, between 15 and 20,000.
Yeah.
So it goes along 3-4.
Yeah, something we pay like around four times a tuition fee as a domestic student. So like most of the investment for the universities comes from the international students. Now, a major part of the students was coming from like countries like India, and since it has decreased and the future predictions are that it is gonna decrease even further, universities are scared, I think so, about like how they are gonna get their investments and get off their debts. And it more or less it is also affecting the international students who are currently here, right? Because I've spoken to a lot of students. They're like, okay, of course, we don't have any political views, but at the end of the day, the diplomatic tensions between two countries can affect them directly. So, yeah, it's a very scary time, especially for international students in Canada, I think. So what do you think, Iago?
No, that makes a lot of sense. That's why I was going to thank you for coming back. I was trying to bring back to the topic. It directly affects the fear I was trying to touch. You've mentioned the fear when you've moved here, and the immigration itself, it's already a complex process. So that speaks for itself. Just before we continue, I would like to move on with another song of ours, our fourth song of the day. The song is Woof by Sophie Tucker with Kalu. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Open Mic.
Take the odds while tuck through the driving. I'll be in the back while I do the riding. fresh income. See, yeah, I spent the summer locked down, so I'm juicy. Yeah, now I glow head to toe, and I know you know that I like to be on top and in control.
And we are back in there.
Okay.
Welcome back, Brene. Welcome back, thank everyone. You. Thank you for staying tuned in. This was Sophie Tucker with Carlo. The music was Wolf. And it's not the fourth song of the day. It's definitely the fourth song of the hour of this open mic. So, Brene, I think that we've covered as far as we could on this sensitive topic.
Yeah,
between the
it was actually a very serious topic to talk about, and I hope that both of us don't get into trouble.
I don't think we will.
Yeah,
we're looking here not on a religious perspective, but basically on a again diplomatic and also on a community perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Fear goes for both sides. It doesn't
yes.
go only for one side. Even because the Sikh diaspora comes with a vulnerable and marginalized community as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the tension upscaling and the accusations that go both sides also cause fear for both sides.
Yes.
We're not talking on religious leaders. We're not talking on politics here. We're just talking on
how it affects students like us.
Yes. So if you by any way felt offended or would like to discuss this further, there's always the option of communicating with us through CJSF email. You can also call 778-782-2573. Feel free. I would love to get some inputs, maybe share a little bit more of both perspectives now and. But if you allow me to move on.
Yes.
I think we've discussed a pretty interesting topic early, that is international migration.
Yes.
And we're both international students right here. So I think that's, what do you think about we coming along and just playing on the lines of how is it like deciding to migrate on and transitioning into a new life?
I think so for both of us, it was like we weren't very specific about what university we are going into until like we got all the offers and we were like, you know what, let's evaluate it practically. It's not like Iago or me, we have like relatives in Vancouver. Like for most of the brown students that come from India, I know for a fact like at least 60% of them do have some sort of a relative, family, friend that lives over here. But I had no idea of this country or the city. Same with Iago. No clue, no nothing. Just landed up here because it was a good offer, and of course that he got a good scholarship. But yeah, I think so. It's a very brave decision if it comes down to it, like that international students take. You know, it's low-key like, you know, how a bird when it's like mature, it leaves the mother's nest and just flies away.
So I don't know if you had the opportunity of following Open Mic last week, but I had here Ari Tucker who discussed with us about decisions.
Uh-huh.
So he had the brave decision of transitioning from BS to a hairdresser school.
Yes.
And I think that when it comes to brave decisions, as you've just mentioned, transitioning to a life in another country as an international student comes along with severe hardships.
Yes.
You've, again, our personal history, it goes with, like, moving without family. But I think it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, of course it is. It is, okay. It's not only just the family part. It's also, like, you're getting used to a new life at all. And you have no back support in a country, right? So, for example, I think so I'd like to refer to one of the incidents that happened with me. There was this Instagram page that was pretending to be the SFU bookstore back in fall 2023. And it just DM'd me, oh, Pranay, you won a giveaway. I was like, oh, really? And I wasn't working at that time. I was like, oh, money, let's go ahead. And I was scammed off $50. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad. So getting to know, like, growing up financially, physically, mentally, all together, yeah. Iago remembers the incident. I just went to Iago. I was like, bro, I lost money. I lost money.
And it's a hard thing to lose money when you just immigrated.
And you're not earning, yeah.
Paintball tickets? Is that a good reference?
Okay. Now, this is another story that happened with Iago. So there was this paintball, two guys from representing a paintball firm, which is in Maple Ridge.
Yes.
And they were selling tickets for like $10 per person. Am I right?
A little bit less. The first sale was $15 per person, but with the and so on sale and like all the offers, it came to $9.
Okay, so this is what they were proposing, right? But they were just paintball tickets. They weren't the money for the paintballs itself. Now, what happened? Iago got 100? 100? How many tickets did you get?
Oh, I got... How many tickets did I get?
I think so.
50. 50.
Okay, 50, 50. Okay, so 50. So Iago just goes like, yo, Pranay, I have a class. Just take my card and just pay for it. I'm going to sell this ticket for like twice the profit. We're going to make so much money. And...
Okay, you're seeing me on the wrong side here. You're putting me on the wrong. It wasn't about profit. It was just because I wanted to take my friends out for my birthday party. Like, I said that we could put the tickets on.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have the opportunity of giving the tickets for everyone, but I was like, yeah, getting the deal and then just putting on the price that they are selling us, we're actually getting here. We're not losing money. We're having fun. It's gonna
yeah, be exactly. So... what happened is that, okay, we went out and then we went to the place and we had to walk a lot.
But they told us that it was possible to commute all the way.
Which was like the first red flag. But you know what? We enjoyed the walk. It was a good walk, I think so.
What they didn't tell us is that it was a 2 hours and 40 minutes commute aside from the walking.
Yeah, that was crazy. And like all of us, we just went there. There were like, what, 15 people?
Around that.
Around 20 or 15 people. And then we just went. And when it came to the prices, Iago just showed up with the tickets. And we were like, okay, can we play now? And they were like, oh, but you have to buy the paintballs. And then we were like, oh, no.
Yeah, we got 50 paintballs for free. And then the rest. 100 paintballs for free. 100 paintballs, for those who have never played, is equivalent to around 10 minutes of play. If you don't waste your balls on a one shot.
So what happened in the end was like, you know, I was trying to support Iago. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to utilize my paintballs. I'm going to save this till the very end. So I saved my paintballs till the very end. And apparently the time was over, but my paintballs weren't. So at the end, what we did, we just tried selling our paintballs to someone else who was trying to play. That was crazy.
Well, at least we got it's just most of our friends have wasted the paintballs.
Yeah.
We actually managed to save them, like using one per minute, you know?
Yeah, like, okay, just one shot and that's it. And that's why we were losing. So, and the paintball...
Hey, my team won.
Oh, I did not. And like the paintball that hits your body, right? That hits so bad, bro. Like I had marks all over my body.
I think we went too far from immigration here, though.
Yeah, we did.
It's just an interesting story of like how scams happen. Please be careful, everyone.
Yes.
Just how like money-wise, the transitioning, it all comes like
oh, let's talk
a hardship.
Let's talk about another scam.
Which one?
SFSS elections. I'm kidding.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no. We don't want to go there.
Prene, come on. But yeah, I think that when you're taking this life transition and decision, it really waves a lot of factors that you haven't accounted for before. Aside from money, aside from the family, it goes for like the basic adaptation of a routine that goes along with food and that goes along with actually doing exercise. It's all the adult responsibilities that you are not aware that you are gonna need to fulfill in your short time schedule of 24 hours a day.
Yes, that's so true. There's also another story that we should tell. That's about the longboards.
No, that's okay. Let's leave that for another day. Okay. How do you feel about playing Wednesday from Porridge Radio?
Let's go.
Okay, that should be our last song of the day. Thank you for staying tuned in. I hope you enjoyed. That's an indie rock, Famcom. It's a pretty good song. I hope you all like
Thanks
it.
Thanks so much, guys.
We'll be back soon.
And the rain fell, it had to rain on you before spring came back to forgive you. And the night fell, and something fell over you. Sick, resurrect the dead for you. Wednesday, you've got the sun in your eyes. Show me one good November, and know what you need to know.
Thank you for everyone that was listening to the song Wednesday by Prod Radio. It's a great song. I haven't been able to finish, but I would love to let my co-host say goodbye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope so that you liked it. And yeah, I might be back. So
actually, he will. I'll make sure. So for everyone who's here now tuned in, we're going to be listening to Conversations next. We're going to be listening to Conversations from SFU Faculty of Communication and Technology from 4 to 4:30. Turn in next week for another